anything and everything.
Do you ever wonder how to? Do you ever wonder why?
About anything and everything. Then Dorice is your guide. Anything and everything will open your mind. Anything and everything with Dorice. Anything and everything with Dorice is online. Remember.
Remember.
Anything and everything with Dorice.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. You are listening to the Anything and Everything with Dorice podcast, and I am your host, Dorice.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. I hope you're feeling blessed today. Let's try to keep this one short and sweet. Y'all are telling me there's this new virus they're planning to throw at us and what to do. What did I do last time? What am I going to do different this time? Well, I don't know, because I don't know what they're throwing at us. Last time they said stay in the house all the time, and I noticed my neighbors did that. Was I going to do that? No. I went outside, got my sunshine. Did I go neighbor to neighbor and talk to them? No, I didn't. If you want to stay in your house and all that, that's good. I only went and talked to one other neighbor in the neighborhood that would sit outside too. We chatted. Guess what? We didn't get sick. So would I still go outside? Yes. Yes. Now, I don't know your situation. You might live in an apartment where going outside may not work for you. I'm just telling you what I did. Another thing I did was I boosted my immunity more than I normally would. Now, number one, I take black seed oil every day. I take it because it keeps my skin clear. But black seed oil has a lot of other benefits. You really should look it up. Back in the day, they used to say black seed oil cures everything but death. So look it up and see if that works for you. I take that every day, just one every day. Then I was taking D3. I felt like if you're not allowed to go outside, you're not getting sun. You're going to need something. And even though I was going outside and getting sun, I wanted to make sure I was getting enough D3. So I was already doing that before they were suggesting getting D3. It took them quite a while before they told y'all that, remember? Then I would take vitamin C. Now, you can get vitamin C from fruits and vegetables. Now, if you feel like you need an extra boost because you feel like something's coming on, sure, take 1,000 milligrams or whatever it is of vitamin C a couple days, see if it knocks it out. But I would not take a vitamin C supplement every single day longer than 2 weeks. Why? Because it's also known to cause kidney stones. That you're not going to get too much vitamin C from natural foods. But if you're taking 1,000 milligrams a pill every day of vitamin C, you very well could, and that'll cause kidney stones. So be aware of that. Don't say, well, I'm going to take vitamin C every single day for the rest of my life and then wonder why you're in the hospital with a kidney stone. Purpose of you taking a supplement is to stay out of the hospital. So please, whatever supplement I tell you, please look it up and research it and see what works best for you and how long to take it and what the dosage should be. Because I'm not a doctor. I'm not going to pretend to be one. I'm just telling you what I do from my research that works for me and my husband. I also took quercetin with NAC because they work well together. So I was taking quercetin, NAC, vitamin C, D3, and black seed oil during the time it was the most crucial. Did I get sick? Yes, I did. I got sick really bad for 24 hours. And then after that, I only had a lack of energy for a month. That's pretty good because if you remember, that ailment was putting people in a hospital. So for 24 hours, I felt like I had the flu and bronchitis all at the same time. And of course, I was nervous because it was like, oh, if you get sick, you're going to die. So what did I do? I prayed and I rested. That's what I did. Now, the word is, now remember, hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin were really big at the time, and it was hard getting doctors to prescribe it. And if you were fortunate enough to get a doctor to prescribe it, you might run into a pharmacist that said they won't fill it for you anyway, which was very frustrating for a lot of people. So here is an alternative to hydroxychloroquine. It's quercetin. I'm already taking it. No wonder I didn't get hospitalized. I was already taking quercetin, which is the alternative to hydroxychloroquine. And guess what? There's an alternative for ivermectin too, and it's called wormwood. It's a natural, I guess like a natural dewormer, but it also has a lot of other great benefits in it too. Ivermectin, also a natural dewormer. You could get wormwood and quercetin in place of those other two drugs that you may not be able to get a hold of. Now, would I take wormwood every day? No, I would not. I would do my research, see the dosage, and how long I should take it. I want you to understand that just because something's natural does not mean it's okay to take all the time. Just like medicine, you wouldn't take medicine all the time. So you have to, there's dangers in everything, even natural healing. You need D3, you go outside, but would you go outside and sunburn to get D3? No, you would not. That would defeat your purpose. Use your head, do your research, and see what works best for you and your family. Now, also, if you eat a lot of onion and garlic, those are natural dewormers. That's going to keep parasites out of your body. If you take a bath with bentonite clay and Epsom salt, baking soda, all those things are natural. They naturally draw out all of the toxins in your body. Now, bentonite clay will draw out metal toxins from your body. Another thing they found with the last ailment was nicotine. Now, that told my husband, oh, I'm not going to quit smoking because I didn't get sick. He didn't. He really didn't get sick. All he got was he did lose his taste and he had low energy for a month. That's how sick he got when he got the so-called ailment, right? They tested him, said he had it. Either they were lying or, like me, he didn't get sick that well, only he was less sick than I was. He didn't run fever. He didn't have chills. None of that. He was just tired and he lost his taste of, he lost his taste. That was it. Why? Because nicotine has receptors that will draw out the toxins in your body. Just like when you get a bee sting, they tell you to stick tobacco over it. Why? Because it draws the stinger out and all the toxins. Because it's a natural receptor. See, the nicotine isn't the thing that you are addicted to. What's addicting with your cigarette and your tobacco is that they add all these other unnecessary chemicals in it that cause cancer, that cause an addiction. And that is why cigarettes and tobacco and all that's addicting. But if you had tobacco with none of that stuff in it, I'm not telling you it's good to put in your lungs. I don't believe that. But you wouldn't be addicted to it. So what do you do then? If you don't smoke, what do you do? Well, get a nicotine patch. I have nicotine patches. So the next time, I've got that on hand as well. So that's what I'm telling you. Do your research. That's what I do. I have all of these things, all these alternatives and other things I like to do to stay well. I have nicotine patches if I need it. I take my bentonite clay baths. If you go to my blog, I tell you all about it so you could make your own detox bath. I'm telling you, it's amazing. You're going to love it. So anyway, that's basically what I do. I don't listen to every word that a professional tells me. I will listen to you and then I will do my own research and I'll see what works best for me. And I found that staying out of the sun was not benefiting me. I found that staying away from soda and junk food did benefit me. How come they weren't telling you guys that? How come when I went to the store and people couldn't go to work, couldn't go to school, but they could manage to get to certain stores? Certain stores were safer than others. Remember that? And yet, what were their baskets full of? Soda. I'm talking about cases of soda, not one or two, 2 liters. Cases of soda, bags of chips, candy, ice cream, comfort food. They went to the comfort food to help them relieve stress, but meanwhile, not understanding that that's bringing down your immune system, you're more likely to get sick. One can of soda will bring down your immune system for the next 4 hours. Who drinks one can? A lot of people drink it back to back. Not to mention, you're going to hurt your teeth and everything else. But you didn't hear not one doctor tell you to go out there and eat healthy. But they were telling you not to smoke a cigarette? Now, granted, a lot of doctors have been saying that for years. But they were really pushing it then. And then you find out it's because the tobacco draws out the toxins? I don't know. You know, at first it does sound like a conspiracy theory, but it also sounds like somebody might have had an agenda out there. I don't know. I'm just saying. So think for yourself. Do your homework. Look into all these things I told you. And guess what? I got something great coming up on the next one about something new that I'm trying. Can't wait to share it with you. So stay safe, think for yourself, and God bless. Thank you for listening, and God bless.
Don't forget, you can read all the information discussed in our podcast by going to www.yappystudio.blogspot.com. Be sure to check out our show notes below, where you can donate to support us, shop at our store, check out our references, and see what else we offer. Thank you for listening. And God bless.